Quest presents an unabridged recording of Murder at the Holiday Home by David Pearson, narrated by Aidan Kelly. Chapter 1. Senior Detective Inspector Maureen Lines awoke with a start. It was pitch dark, save for the dull green glow coming from the alarm clock on the nightstand. It was 3:22 a.m. Lines turned over and instinctively reached out across the cool white cotton sheets for Mick, her partner, but her outstretched arm didn't find him. Then she remembered. Detective Superintendent Mick Hayes had gone to Dublin for a meeting at Garda headquarters in Phoenix Park and had been asked to join the commissioner along with a number of other senior regional members of the force for dinner after the meeting. He would have preferred to have come home, but you didn't decline this type of invitation if you knew what was good for you. The dinner would involve drink. A lot of drink. When this gang got together, things could easily go on well into the small hours. So Hayes had booked himself into the Ashling Hotel beside Houston Station for the night, or whatever portion of it would be left when the revelry was over. Lines turned over. It was silly, and she knew it, but she missed him. Even for one night. Since she had moved in with him on a trial basis 4 years ago, they had become very close. She relied on him more than either of them realized, although she managed to feign independence extremely well, well enough to fool even herself most of the time. As she lay in their comfy king-sized bed, she thought to herself how well the relationship had actually worked. She had had doubts at first. After all, colleagues as partners was fraught with pitfalls of all sorts. But somehow they had managed to avoid them, and they got along well both at work and away from it. The mutual respect they had for each other's professionalism was certainly a large part of their success. Both she and Hayes were good detectives, and between them had solved some very challenging cases. Lyons tossed and turned with sleep eluding her as the clock moved into the next green hour. "Damn, this is no use," she said to herself, and turned on the bedside light, swung her legs out and wriggled her feet into her slippers. "I may as well get up. This is hopeless." For the next 3 hours, she busied herself tidying the already neat kitchen, ironing a couple of Mick's shirts and hoovering the lounge, which, in truth, didn't need it. But she had to do something to pass the time. Eventually, at 7 o'clock, she yielded to the television to watch the early morning news on Sky.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?